This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, May 23rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution against Christians in Burkina Faso, West Africa, escalated this month with 2 attacks on churches and 5 total attacks this year. In one of the attacks, a pastor and 5 church members died at the hands of gunmen after refusing to convert to Islam. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, International Christian Concerns Regional Manager for Africa, about the recent attacks.
Persecution against Christians has been relatively unknown. We've looked at small attacks by terrorist groups, but mainly, again, on Western targets or governmental targets, not really much against church or Christians. And we haven't seen this kind of attacks, really, in Burkina Faso up until these past few weeks. It's really surprising and it's really unnerving that all 3 of these took place in such a short time. What we have heard from most of these or each of these attacks is when the attackers came in, they basically grabbed people, sat them down, said, either convert or die, and then killed them.
Johnson said that thousands of Christians have left their homes as a result of the killings.
The Christians is obviously catching them off guard. It's hard when your churches start getting attacked. I do know that because of these attacks, thousands of Christians have had to flee their homes. Dozens or if not hundreds of churches have shut down because they aren't safe to be able to go attend those churches. They're worried they're going to get attacked as well. So it's affected the Christian community there, and especially northern Burkina Faso, where these attacks are really taking place.
2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10 says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." Dr. Michael Youssef's Leading the Way ministry has been working to broadcast the gospel through Christian satellite TV, touching some of the most unreachable lives in the Arabic world. In a recent video, the ministry shared the story of how a prince of ISIS converted to Christianity from Islam. After multiple conversations, the Islamic leader surrendered himself to Christ, saying, quote, "The true book, in my opinion, is the Bible. I found the truth in Jesus Christ, and because I have surrendered my life to the Lord, I am certain he will never forsake me." End quote. Taiwan became the first place in Asia last week to legalize faux homosexual marriage, reports Reuters. Thousands of demonstrators cheered outside the parliament building as lawmakers passed the bill 66-27, backed by the majority Democratic Progressive Party. Canadian distribution companies are banning the pro-life film Unplanned from screening in Canadian theaters, reports LifeSite News. The film's director, Chuck Konzelman, said major distributors have turned down the film for its content. The film took in $18 million at the box office in the U.S. since its release in March. To sign a petition for Canadian film distributors to release the pro-life Unplanned movie, visit the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The Freedom March is holding their 2nd annual event this weekend for Christians who formerly lived sexually perverted lives in the LGBT community, but have now found freedom from sin in Christ. Freedom March founder Jeffrey McCall said, quote, "I was transformed through the grace of Jesus and found that others have been as well. These marches are a way to ensure that others who have overcome are not feeling isolated and alone," end quote. Learn more at the Freedom March Facebook page. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says, "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." The California Supreme Court is denying a petition that would have stopped criminal prosecution against the undercover journalist David DeLeiden, who released videos exposing the illegal sale of baby body parts by the abortion industry. Please pray for DeLeiden, as he may now face over 12 counts of criminal charges by California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. WPA Intelligence conducted a recent study on the generational attitudes of evangelicals, showing millennial evangelicals are more engaged in the church than previous generations. The survey found that 53% of evangelicals say they attend church once a week or more. Among those, millennial evangelicals were the most likely to attend church regularly at 61%, compared with the boomers and matures at 54%, and Generation X at 44%. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." And finally, 17-year-old Tupac Mosley graduated as valedictorian from Raleigh Egypt High School in Memphis, Tennessee this month, making a 4.3 GPA while being homeless, reports FaithWire. Mosley's family had been struggling financially since his father died this year. Mosley credited the Christian ministry For the Kingdom with helping him get through. Now, he's been offered $3 million in academic scholarships. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.